Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As you can imagine, we do get quite a bit of email from Latter-day Saints, many of whom do not agree with the conclusions that we have on this show, and oftentimes they will express their discontent with us. And so what we try to do in this show that we do occasionally is go through some of these emails that we've received and kind of dissect them, pointing out whether or not they are actually presenting good arguments for their case. And sadly, we find many times they're very emotional, and they're in a lot of shotgun accusations without a lot of specifics. This, I think, kind of falls into that category. It's from a Latter-day Saint woman by the name of Amy, and this is what she says.
Well, and you're assuming that she's a Latter-day Saint woman. Subject says, "Why does everyone fight us?" And I think right off the top, you would say that this is a Latter-day Saint. But
we're going to find out as we go on in her email that she kind of switches some gears here and makes it appear that she may not be a Latter-day Saint. So you're right, Eric.
Okay, we're going to go piece by piece on this. It's only a paragraph, but there's a lot in here. Okay, she says, "I understand that the Mormon Church isn't perfect, but why is it that everyone finds it so important to discredit us?"
Well, first of all, if it's not true, if there's things that it's teaching, things that it espouses that are not true, shouldn't a person know that? That's the whole premise. If what they're being taught is not actually in alignment with reality, I would hope that a Latter-day Saint would want somebody to show them these inconsistencies.
Well, based on what she said on the subject line and what she says there, I think she's talking about, why does everyone discredit us as far as being Christians? Why do they disregard that? And well, I mean, that's what our whole website is about. That's what this whole radio show is about.
Yeah, there are certain beliefs that Christians have held historically, and if a group comes along claiming to be Christian but denies or distorts those teachings, then obviously there's something wrong with that claim. That's always been the problem of the LDS Church ever since its inception back in 1830. They were teaching things that did not go along with what Christians had believed historically.
But then she says, "The doctrine of this church teach of Jesus Christ," with triple exclamation points.
Okay, well, it mentions Jesus Christ, but does it actually include teachings that Jesus would have taught? That's where we find some problems, because when we go through the Book of Mormon, we don't find its a consistency when it comes to doctrines. You cannot say and you cannot assume that those doctrines are from Christ. That's the problem. Mormons are led to believe that they are coming from Christ. We would disagree.
And then she continues, "Yes, the same Jesus Christ in the New Testament."
Right there we have a problem, because it was Gordon Hinckley that made it very clear that his Jesus was not the traditional Christ. Mm-hmm. And he actually said also that there are some who say we don't believe in the same Jesus, the traditional Jesus. And he says there's some truth to what they say. So when you have a president of the Mormon Church admitting that the Jesus that the Mormon Church is espousing is not the one that is traditional in understanding, then I think we have a good argument to say, hey, let's ask some questions about this. Let's talk about it some more.
And get to the root of it. Which Jesus is the true Jesus that is being talked about in the New Testament? And then she says, "Have you actually read the Book of Mormon?"
Have you, Eric?
Well, you know what? Probably more times than I don't know. This sounds to me like maybe it's a teenager, and I probably have read more of the Book of Mormon than perhaps she has. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with this since the
1980s. Can we put that question to rest? Yes, we have read the Book of Mormon.
Okay. All right. "The teachings are of Christ."
Kind of going along with what she said earlier.
"Even if Joseph Smith was a bit off in his history, I can't deny that this book testifies of Jesus Christ." Now, I find that interesting that she acknowledges that Joseph Smith's history, she must know a little bit about his polygamy, about some of his ways.
We're only assuming. She doesn't specify.
She says, despite that, then he still has a credibility here. But wait a minute, his very being, his very person is in question. How can we trust somebody like that?
Well, when she says that the book testifies of Jesus Christ, well, there's a lot of books that testify of Jesus Christ.
The Quran.
Yeah, well, that doesn't automatically assume that that makes it an ancient work. It doesn't automatically assume that it's actually scripture. See, these are truth claims that the Mormon Church has made for the Book of Mormon that we, of course, disagree with.
And she says, when read with the Bible, I find an
insight.
Insight. Yeah, oh, okay.
Spelt it wrong.
Spelt wrong. An insight to God that I never found reading the Bible alone.
And she doesn't give us specifics, so it's kind of hard to respond to that. I don't know what she means by that.
And that seems to be a pat line as well, and especially from people who have converted to the church. Well, I never got as much out of the Bible as I do now. But they don't really give a lot of
And many times when you ask them specifically, well, what are you talking about? Well, it doesn't seem to answer a lot of my questions. Well, what questions? In other words, we have to ask questions to find out what was actually bothering them. Unfortunately, she doesn't give us that information, so we really can't comment on it.
And then she says, the people are generally good, honest people who are willing to provide service to others. And, you know, I think we would agree with that statement. Yes.
We've never denied that.
Yeah.
In fact, we've often said that many Mormons try very hard to be very good people. We're not taking that away from them. But that does not necessarily mean that just because a group is composed of good people, that that somehow automatically means that the group and its belief system is Christian. That's what we're trying to say.
So tell me, why is it that people like yourself spend their time trying to drag it down?
It isn't hurting anyone, she said.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not teaching truth, it is hurting people. Because if it's teaching them things that they must believe that are in conflict with what the Bible has revealed, we would find that to be problematic because, as we've said earlier, we want people to believe that which is true. If the Book of Mormon is not true, if the Doctrine and Covenants is not true, if the Mormon leadership is not teaching true principles, I would assume that if a person is rational, that if they are wrong in those areas, they would want to know it.
Eternal separation from God is forever. And if we are right, now I know a lot of Latter-day Saints would say we're wrong on this, but if we are right, there are huge consequences in rejecting the Jesus that we're preaching of Christianity. Then she says, they never preach against any other church.
Well, and that's not true. I mean, when you go into the Book of Mormon, you find 1 Nephi 14:10. There's only two churches. One is the Church of the Lamb of God. The other is the Church of the Devil. That's in Mormon scripture. They can't deny it. When you look at the first vision, what did Joseph Smith claim in the first vision? That all the churches were wrong. Their creeds are an abomination. Their professors are corrupt. Mormon leaders have been very clear on this position, that all other churches are in a state of apostasy. So certainly they have preached against other churches. Their manuals have preached against other churches.
And by definition, if you are saying that your ways are the way to reach God, the temple, to be baptized in their church, etc., then you are insinuating that all other ways are not the complete truth. Then she says, I find myself wanting to learn more about their doctrines because of the fact that so many other churches want to attack them. Now, here she goes in the them category.
Their doctrine.
But she had titled the subject, Why Does Everyone Fight Us? So it makes it sound like she's trying to sound like she's not LDS at this
point. And folks,
point.
We do get a lot of email from people who want to hide the fact that they are LDS. Usually the language gives them away, but here is a case where this person's not being consistent. Do we assume that she is a member, or is she not a member? She's not being very clear here.
When she says wants to attack them, that makes it sound like we want to attack Mormons, but...
Right, we don't.
We're not
anti-Mormon.
Certainly
we want to engage the teachings that they espouse, but it's not really an attack in a violent way, or even in a mean-spirited way. We want to discuss these issues as adults.
Are they a threat? Because maybe the Book of Mormon is true?
No, they're not. And that's often a stereotype that we hear from a lot of Mormons. Oh, you're just afraid because our church is growing that we're stealing members away from your churches. Well, I do know of some who profess to be Christians that have left to become Mormon. But no, I don't see them as a threat that they're taking away numbers of our churches. I don't see that as a threat. Again, the concern is we want people to believe that which we see as truth. That's our hope and desire.
And here she says, I have read the book, I have studied the book, and I have asked God if it is true. That's a common usage of Mormon language there to say that she's prayed about it, as Moroni 10 and, James 1 also talks about, you know, this idea.
Well, here's the problem. When she says, I've read the book and I've studied the book, she doesn't tell me what she studied about the book. Has this young lady, if she is a young lady, has she come to the conclusion that the Book of Mormon talks about real people and real events from actual empirical evidence, or she just believes that?
Yeah, what evidence does she have?
She doesn't. That's the point. But yet they will say things like this, and yet they leave us, you know, at a disadvantage because I don't know what she studied. Has she studied books put out by the Mormon Church? Well, of course they're going to promote the book. But has she studied critical works that really bring out some of the problem areas of the Book of Mormon? We don't know. She doesn't say.
She says, it is a true record of Christ's teachings.
Again, an assertion she doesn't really back up in words.
And she says, I don't worship Joseph Smith, I worship Jesus Christ. There's a straw man for you, because we never said that she worshiped as a Latter-day Saint Joseph Smith, I worship Jesus Christ. Well, unfortunately, 2 Corinthians 11:4 says it's possible to have false Jesuses. Just because you say you worship Jesus, as we talked about earlier here, doesn't mean you're worshiping the Jesus of Christianity, of the Bible. And then she says, stop wasting your time trying to discredit others and start building up yourself. That's just what I think.
Well, again, she makes an assumption. First of all, we don't think that we are wasting our time. When we read the emails and the letters that we get from people who have come out of Mormonism and have found a redeeming relationship with the Jesus of the New Testament, they are, boy, they're just incredibly excited about this new relationship that they have. And so we don't see that as a waste of time. When people have left error and embraced truth, we think that this is a very good effort on our part in our time.
Start building up yourself. I'm not quite sure what she means by that. I think I understand, but we're not here to build up ourselves. We're here to glorify Jesus. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this ministry is not about us.
No, of
it's about
not.
What God is doing.
Yeah. This is very typical, folks, of some of the emails that we receive, and it's almost like there's talking points going around the local wards, and Mormons tend to pick up on these talking points, and they just repeat them over and over again. So lots of times, many of the email that we get are very typical of this, but hopefully this will help you kind of understand our responses to these kind of accusations.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Saturday, December 1st, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be signing their new book at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Published by Kriegel Publishers, Answering Mormons Questions tackles 36 of the most common questions asked by Latter-day Saints. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. In addition, a number of useful tools are included, such as a glossary of dozens of LDS terms and their Mormon definitions. Answering Mormons' Questions will surely help you in your evangelism tactics. And for this day only, the regularly priced $18 book will be on sale for just $13.49. Lifeway Christian Store is located at 6336 South State Street in Murray. Easy to get to, easy to find. Again, it's all happening on Saturday, December 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray. Bill and Eric look forward to meeting you.